This is New England Public Radio. With many schools and businesses closed to prevent the spread of coronavirus, fewer cars are on the road. Even normally busy highways are relatively empty. So in some places, it's quieter outside. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen has wondered what that might mean for birds and other animals that are making their own kind of noise this time of year.
One thing the coronavirus can't stop is the arrival of spring, and one of the early signs are the sounds of tiny frogs like these spring peepers. Another is the chorus of songbirds, but this year, even longtime listeners are hearing something different.
We were stunned at how quiet it was.
That's Don Kruidsma, a retired UMass Amherst ornithologist who was walking with his wife recently near the Connecticut River at the end of a work day.
And this is probably the typical UMass rush hour where there's just no UMass rush at this time. Everybody's staying home.
If a professional listener like Kruidsma heard a difference, what might animals notice? And would a soundscape with fewer cars change how they behave? Wildlife biologist Paige Warren of the UMass Amherst Department of Environmental Conservation explains the challenge different kinds of birds normally face when they sing near the rumble of cars.
If you have a high-pitched tweet, tweet, tweet sound, it might get through better than if you have a, you know, low-pitched kind of ooh sound.
The messages birds send with their calls and songs include alarms to alert other birds to predators, a get-out-of-here sound defending nesting territory, and songs that serve as advertisements seeking a mate. David Luther, a biologist at George Mason University, studies how birds adjust how they sing to contrast with background sounds made by humans. He says each species does it differently.
In general, species tend to sing a little bit louder in the presence of human noise. Others will change the pitch or frequency of their song, so they don't tend to sing in the lower frequencies of their song, down here, and they'll sing up here sometimes instead.
Others sometimes change the structure of their songs. Luther says less human-made noise at the moment could have a positive impact. For instance, less stress on birds or access to more territory.
Places that they wouldn't go when it's usually really loud, so they might expand their habitat use or territory size a little bit, so they can get more food and potentially even newer access to mate.
Luther says the song a male sings may even sound better.
More beautiful, that will get more females to respond to it than the song he would be singing when there is human-made noise around.
Less car traffic may also make the sounds of nature accessible to more people. Paige Warren has studied bird species in neighborhoods with different incomes.
Wealthier neighborhoods have higher numbers of bird species, and wealthier neighborhoods also tend to be quieter, have less traffic noise than more impoverished neighborhoods.
With emptier roads now, there might be a change for some humans.
This might open opportunities for people in otherwise noisy neighborhoods to potentially hear some of the nature around them.
More nature for more people, quieter soundscapes for birds to communicate more effectively, maybe short-term silver linings to this period of human isolation. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.